Monday morning, and a surprising Buffalo Bills victory to talk about this morning. And with us, Matt Sabuda, our analyst for Beyond the Playbook. Good morning, Matt.
A very good morning, Jay.
All right, so the Bills go into that game against the undefeated defending NFC champion Falcons in Atlanta and win. How did it all come together?
Well, before we jump in, it was kind of an odd pregame as CBS shied away from the protests during the anthem, showing crowd shots instead. The Bills were again one of the teams this week with players who knelt to protest police brutality against minorities. They may not report it, but I will, and most other outlets will, as long as it remains newsworthy and important. On to the game. Man, I said on Friday the Bills were unlikely to win, and it'd be monumental if they did. It was monumental. At the quarter pole of the season, the Bills are alone in first place in the AFC East. Sure, still a long way to go, but so far they haven't looked like a fluke. Their offense looks solid, but their defense looks incredible. I'd be lying if I said I thought they could pull it off right up to the final minutes even. I wasn't alone. The fatalism of Bills fans is an epidemic, and deservedly so. In fact, I just couldn't help but take the temperature of fans on social media when the Falcons went on their final drive needing a touchdown to win. Brad Gelber wrote, "I can just turn this off right now," right? Todd Clawson wrote, "Implosion, hashtag Bills," and Buffalo News writer Bucky Gleason couldn't help but refer to a penalty in the final drive as, quote, "very Billsy." Just like me, most expected that typical Bills meltdown. Even I couldn't help but write that I've seen this movie before. But in an incredibly rare defiance of history, the Bills look like they have something different, and that win yesterday was one of the more significant wins in recent memory. Again, four games in, but Buffalo might have themselves a football team that could defy expectations.
Dare we dream, dare we dream. All right, so who in particular stood out in the win?
Oh, man, where do we start? Bills rookie Tre'Davious White, who was just named AFC Defensive Rookie of the Month, he added to those credentials with a stellar game capped by a fumble recovery and return for a touchdown. Overall, in the heavyweight matchup, the strength of the Bills, their defense, was better than the Falcons' offense. On Friday, I said that axiom of taking good defense over a good offense would be put to the test this week. It was, and it held. Defense won again. Kicker Steven Hauschka, he had another outstanding game, kicked a 56-yard field goal to take the lead, and when faced with a 55-yarder to make sure the Falcons needed a touchdown for the win, he came through again. Second week in a row, he's made multiple 50-plus-yard field goals. Move on to Charles Clay, Bills tight end, who I'm not sure who exactly took over his body yesterday, but this was not the Charles Clay we're used to seeing. Had his best game as a Bill as the leading offensive weapon with 112 yards receiving. I'm guessing he got a game ball or two for that performance. LeSean McCoy had a game that reestablished himself as Buffalo's go-to playmaker, as usual, finished with 108 combined rushing receiving yards. He is just so fun to watch. Despite the team flying high, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one down spot in the game, and that was the continued struggles of rookie receiver Zay Jones. Had a brutal game encapsulated by a key first-half drop that likely took points off the board for the Bills and left enough time for the Falcons' touchdown. Bills fans certainly hoping he can improve as the season goes forward. Overall, way, way more good than bad for the Bills yesterday.
And it's an unexpected 3-1 record at this stage of the season for the Bills. Now what?
We are in uncharted territory. It feels like I have no idea. This is not at all how the Bills season was supposed to go. They look like a surprisingly competent team led by a championship-caliber defense, and that's not hyperbole as it relates to the defense. Through four games, the defense looks amazing. The offense looks better than we thought, but still remains to be seen how they'll hold up throughout the season. Quite frankly, to return to the original institutional pessimism we feel here in Buffalo, it's worth taking a cautious approach to all this as it's still quite early. We've seen hot starts in the past, but the depth of this year's team feels a bit different after yesterday's win. It wasn't a fluke. They played a full 60 minutes of football in which they were the better team. Big remaining question mark still Tyrod Taylor. Looked solid yet unspectacular again yesterday. Certainly did enough to win without turning the ball over. But at some point, it's likely this season he's going to need to do more than just enough to win. We've been asking that question for a while now. Is he capable of doing it? And that in itself is telling. But for now, let's call it like it is. Through four games, the Bills are alone in first place in the AFC East. Surprise, surprise. Still a long, 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 long way to go. But And let's hope those good times continue to roll.
Absolutely. Good times after a Bills victory for sure. And we always appreciate Matt Sabuda coming in and talking with us on the Monday morning and going beyond the playbook. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Jay.